Welcome to Jesus School of Disciple Makers. This is a spiritual growth devotional series examining the life and teachings of Jesus Christ. We focus on four areas, each beginning with a C, i.e. Christ, Church, Christian, and Covenant, with special emphasis on the practical application of the principles Jesus taught. He said, "He who believes in me can do what I do, and even greater works," in John 14:12. Greetings, my name is Arthur Dilley, and I trust you will enjoy going and growing on a spiritual journey with me as we walk in Christ's footsteps. Today we will look at the topic of Christian believers' basics, and we will look at faith. What is the definition of faith? From the dictionary, faith is a strong or unshakable belief in something or someone, almost a blind faith. Belief, or what you believe in then, is the basis of what is called faith, without being absolutely certain of everything. All mankind has a strong belief and faith in something, whether in cultural traditions, geographical assumptions, and religious persuasions. We can see the possibility of error creeping in, such as when people believed the earth was flat, or that the sun went round the earth. From a religious point of view, beliefs are often based on error, half-truths, heresy, etc. From a Christian point of view, faith applies to believing in Jesus, what he stood for, what he said and taught, and the conviction of absolute truth of the gospel, even though we have never seen him. How does faith originate? Paul tells us in Romans 10, verse 17, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is through the words of Christ. How do we know what Jesus said is true? Jesus often said to the Jews, "If you don't believe in me through the miracles I do." No one else could do them. In John 11:45, therefore many of the Jews who had come to visit Mary and had seen what Jesus did put their faith in him. What does faith depend on? Peter tells us in 1 Peter 1 verse 9, "You are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls, that we are saved by faith." So faith is important for our salvation. Can I do anything to be saved other than by faith? Well, Paul tells us in Ephesians 8, we are saved through faith, not of ourselves and not by works. So it is by grace. How can we prove we have faith? In James 2:18, he says, "Someone will say, 'You have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I'll show you my faith by what I do.'" He said, "As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead." We need to test ourselves to see if we have faith. Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians 13 verse 5, "Examine yourself to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you, unless of course you fail the test?" Sharing our faith is important for us to grow, and as we do, we will experience God's power flow through us. Paul tells Philemon in 1:6, "I pray that you might be active in sharing your faith, so you will have a full understanding of every good thing we have in Christ." Paul even shared his faith before the court and the king in Acts 26:18, saying he was called by Jesus for the Gentiles to open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God, so they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place of those who are being sanctified by faith in me. So there's a sanctification that takes place because of our faith. There is another type of faith, and that is the gift of faith. This is one of the gifts mentioned in Paul's letter to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 12. This faith is for the working of supernatural events, such as healings, signs, wonders, and miracles. We will deal with this subject more fully in another module, whereby I will give examples and principles that Jesus outlined and the requirements in order for this to happen. Peter said in Acts 3 verse 16, "By faith in the name of Jesus, this man whom you now see and know was made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has given this complete healing to him, as you can all see." Paul said in 1 Colossians 2 verse 5, "That your faith might not rest on men's wisdom, but on God's power." Can we have this faith? Jesus said in John 14 that we can do the things he did and even greater. This part of Christianity is what I call the power component of our faith. Is this gift of faith necessary? Peter had something to say about the faith of disciples in 2 Peter 1 verse 1. "Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who through the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ have received a faith as precious as ours." What he was saying, that it was a practical faith gift, one that could demonstrate the power of God and which was precious to him. Lastly, does faith have different levels? Let's see. Great faith in Matthew 15:28. Jesus spoke to the woman. He said, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Jesus was saying her faith had healed her daughter through Jesus' intervention. Proportionate faith, Romans 12, verse 6. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. So that also would depend on the level of our faith. Then there is weak faith. In Romans 14:1, accept him whose faith is weak without passing judgment on disputable matters. One man's faith allows him to eat everything, but another whose faith is weak eats only vegetables. Little faith. In Matthew 17:20, Jesus said to them, because you have so little faith. What about small faith? I tell you the truth, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here. Nothing will be impossible for you. And finally, no faith. Matthew 13:58, and he did not do many miracles because of their lack of faith. And even spoke to his disciple once, and he said, why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? In closing, next time we will be discussing born again. I pray that you will be encouraged to grow in your knowledge and experience of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as a disciple and a disciple maker. Arthur Dilley signing off till next time. DB, and God bless.